I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Democrat Joe Biden maintains his slim lead over Republican President Donald Trump in Wisconsin. That's according to the latest Marquette Law School poll released Wednesday. It shows Biden is supported by 48% of likely voters to Trump's 43%. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 4.3 percentage points. This is the final statewide Marquette Law School poll before next week's hard-fought election. The survey was conducted October 21st through 25th, overlapping the final presidential debate. Professor of Law and Public Policy Charles Franklin directs the poll. He says for months, the polls have shown the race is surprisingly stable.
I'd say the most striking thing this year is how little things have changed despite a cacophony of events. We first started asking a matchup between Biden and Trump in August of 2019. And over that whole period, 13 polls now, President Trump has led in one, and there was a tie in February. But the average of all of them is about a 5-point Biden lead. And since May, every poll has been Biden by 5 plus or minus 1.
Franklin predicts late deciders, people who will vote but haven't yet made up their minds for whom, won't shift those numbers. But Franklin says no poll is infallible. Going into election night 4 years ago, the Marquette Law School poll showed Hillary Clinton 6 points above Donald Trump. Franklin says election outcomes rest in the hands of voters.
The outcome of the election doesn't depend on what the polls show. The outcome depends on people casting their ballots, having those ballots counted, and controlling American government in the way our Constitution calls for.
More than 1.5 million Wisconsin voters have already cast their votes by mail or in person. That's more than half the total votes cast in the 2016 election. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.